You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Telugu Desam Party, the second largest constituent in the BJP-led NDA with 16 MPs and one that has emerged as kingmaker in the bloc's government formation at the centre, is likely to join the union cabinet, a party spokesperson said on Thursday. Further, TDP Supremo and Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on 12 June, the party leader said. The TDP leader further said this is not the first time that the party has been in government with the NDA at the centre. TDP is the second largest and most crucial party in the NDA. Late TDP leader GMC Balyogi was the Speaker of the Lok Sabha when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the Prime Minister. However, he died in a chopper crash in Andhra Pradesh in 2002. Meanwhile, the JDU's demand for special category status, SCS, for Bihar has again gained momentum. Granting SCS to the state has been a long-pending demand of the JDU Supremo and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, whose Bihar cabinet had even passed a resolution last year requesting the centre to grant SCS to the state. Actor and BJP MP-elect Kangana Ranaut said she was hit in the face and abused by a woman CISF constable during security check at the Chandigarh airport on Thursday, the ugly fracas breaking out 2 days after she was won from the Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh. Constable Kulvinder Kaur, who appeared to be upset with Ranaut over her stance on the farmers' protests, was suspended and an FIR lodged against her, officials said. The CISF, tasked with providing security at airports, has also ordered a court of inquiry into the incident. In a video statement titled, "Shocking Rise in Terror and Violence in Punjab," posted on X after she landed in Delhi, the Queen actor said she was safe and fine. An Israeli strike early Thursday on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in central Gaza killed at least 33 people, including 12 women and children, according to local health officials. The Israeli military said that Hamas militants were operating from within the school. It was the latest instance of mass casualties among Palestinians trying to find refuge as Israel expands its offensive. A day earlier, the military announced a new ground and air assault in central Gaza, pursuing Hamas militants it says have regrouped there. Troops repeatedly have swept back into parts of the Gaza Strip they have previously invaded, underscoring the resilience of the militant group despite Israel's nearly 8-month onslaught. The United States clinched a historic win over Pakistan in a thrilling Super Over in the 11th match of the T20 World Cup 2024 at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. In the run chase, Steven Taylor and Monank Patel opened for the hosts and displayed a stunning performance. Steven and Monank could play a 36-run partnership after Naseem Shah made the first breakthrough of the game as he removed the left-handed batter in the 6th over. However, after losing the first wicket, US skipper Monank and Andries Goose played a 68-run partnership and helped the hosts to get an upper hand in the match. The solid partnership was broken after Harris Roff picked an important wicket to remove Goose from the crease in the 14th over. After the second wicket, the US struggled to put runs on the scoreboard. Pakistan were sloppy with the ball as they failed to scalp early wickets and win the match. Mohammad Amir, Naseem Shah, and Harris Roff were the only wicket-takers in the second inning. Moviegoers are excited to see Ram Charan and Kiara Advani's new avatar in the upcoming film Game Changer. Building more anticipation, there is a new update for fans as makers are set to wrap up the shoot soon. As per a source close to the film, in another 10 days, Ram Charan will complete shooting for Game Changer. Though other sequences from the film will continue being shot, Ram's work on the project will conclude in June. The source also revealed that Ram has quite a busy shoot schedule and after this the actor will soon move on to his next project. After the RRR, once again Ram Charan will be seen in a uniform-clad avatar in this film. He will be playing an IS officer in Game Changer. While Kiara Advani plays the leading lady, Anjali will be seen in a pivotal role. SJ Surya will play the antagonist in this one.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.